The premiums for Fegley for 2012 are changing as they do at the beginning of every year. What's happening there?
Well, actually, they haven't changed in a while, but they are changing this year, starting this month, January 1st. And in some cases, they're actually going down. Some of the rates for the younger employees are going down as much as about 10 cents per thousand biweekly. So it's a pretty significant drop. But the thing is, you can still beat those rates with outside coverage. So the question becomes, you know, is it better to buy the Fegley government life insurance, or are you better off to shop around and find something on your own? And that becomes something you really have to look at a lot of different issues to figure out which one's best to do.
Which are the what is the benefit above and beyond the premium, if any, to having Fegley as opposed to just going into the private marketplace and buying whatever you need?
I think the one thing that employees like about Fegley is the fact that it kind of floats with your salary, meaning that every time you get a pay increase, which I know they're not happening much lately, but if you get a promotion or a step increase or a January pay adjustment when they used to occur, your amount of life insurance would go up at the same rate as your salary would go up. So if your salary went from $50,000 to $52,000, you would have just increased your life insurance by another $2,000, maintaining the same rate as your salary. So that's one good thing. The other thing is it's easy. It comes out of your paycheck every 2 weeks. It's automatic. And the best thing about it is it's everybody's covered. So whether you're a federal employee who has a pre-existing condition or whether you wouldn't otherwise qualify for life insurance, anybody who works for the federal government when they're first hired is eligible to enroll in Fegley up to basic coverage, which is your salary, plus another five times your salary under Option B. So it's a significant amount of coverage, regardless of your health. There's no underwriting. But the rub is, since there is no underwriting, the cost is going to be commensurate with that.
Mm-hmm.
So for older employees especially, you're going to find that the cost can become almost prohibitive as you get into your late 50s, early 60s, and beyond. It becomes a very expensive premium to maintain.
Now, I guess part of my thought about this is thinking about the purpose of life insurance in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
My hope is, and this is a hope, obviously, not a guarantee, but my hope is that by the time I get to the end of the life insurance that I currently am buying for myself and my family, my personal financial situation will be such that my wife will no longer have to depend on my income if I'm no longer with us. And my son will be through college by then. So theoretically, my wife should be able to self-insure by that point. So that's going to put me, it's going to put me at about 56 or 57 years old. I know there are folks who are at that age who still need life insurance, but for folks that are in my age range in the mid 40s and lower, the point at this is really to get the cheapest price, isn't it? And some of those other considerations aren't really as big a deal.
That's right. Yeah, if you're insurable, if you can pass the underwriting, and especially at younger ages, there isn't a whole lot of underwriting. As you get older, then they, of course, check more things. But, you know, as you are younger and you can get life insurance for pennies per thousand, I don't see any reason why a federal employee shouldn't shop around and check the private market and get much cheaper coverage for 20 years level term, which means the premium doesn't change for 20 years. But at the end of that 20 years, your premium will adjust, or that's when you would drop the coverage. And the point that you're making is the fact that once you get to a certain age, when your kids are grown, they're able to support themselves, and you have enough other assets and retirement income that your spouse wouldn't be left, you know, having to sell the house, your need for life insurance tends to go down. So I agree with you. I think 20 years of coverage for most people is probably adequate.
I will say that the idea of getting term insurance through Fegley is better than what I've heard from like a whole life policy or cash value or something, which turns out to be an investment product where the return on investment is dramatically inferior to whatever you could do if you took the difference in the premiums mm-hmm. and invested them in the TSP or in an IRA or some other kind of investment account. I know whenever I say that on the radio, I always get snarky emails from people that sell whole life insurance that I don't understand. And actually,
yeah, well, it does serve a purpose. There's a purpose for some people to carry whole life insurance, but the purpose is not as an investment. It's more to protect your family or possibly to pay inheritance taxes, you know, if you leave an estate behind. So it does serve a purpose. But for what we're talking about here is that if a person is married, they've got a couple of kids, and something were to happen to them prematurely, you don't want the spouse to have to sell the house or the kids not to be able to go to college. So you want to carry enough life insurance so that the family can go on and, you know, pay for the same things they did while you were here making a living. So for that, I think you could and probably should shop the market and see what else is out there.
It sounds like, too, if you choose Fegley, that you should go with that that Plan B that you're talking about, where you can also get the 5 years, because all the experts that I talk to tell me 5 to 10 years, 5 to 10 times your annual income is what you should carry.
Right. Yeah, Option B would allow you as much as 5 times your salary, and then anybody who has Option B has to carry the basic, and the basic is just your salary plus another $2,000. So you have to have that first. So you'd have a maximum of about 6 times your salary with the two coverages. Some of the other plans that are out there that cater to federal employees include WAPA, which is the Worldwide Assurance for Employees of Public Agencies. And also SAMBA is another one that provides life insurance specifically geared to federal employees, both in some cases, fairly significantly cheaper rates. And the one in particular, WAPA, is a mutual company, which if they collect more in premiums than they pay out in benefits, they rebate part of your premium back, which they've been doing for at least the last 10 years. So there are other products out there that federal employees should take a look at and see what's best for them.